the rest of the story. In the Atlantic, it was Atlantis, the lost continent, the mythical land exalted by poets and sought by explorers for centuries. But did you know that the Pacific Ocean concealed a lost paradise of its own? It was called Gamma Land. Practically everyone sailing in those vast waters was keeping an eye out for it. One man was determined to find it. And he was not some reckless adventurer. He was Tsar Peter the Great of Russia. For this intriguing mission, he chose a Danish navigator named Vitus Jonassen. Gave him two ships, the St. Peter and the St. Paul. Two able crews. One to serve under Vitus, second in command, Captain Chirikov. The expedition set sail June 4, 1741. Inspired partly by the folklore of the inhabitants of Nizhna-Kamchatka, Vitus took a southeast heading, reached 46.5 north latitude in 9 days, but no sign of land. So Vitus and Chirikov discussed it and decided to turn north. On June 20, the wind changed, and then the wind raged. The St. Peter and St. Paul tossed about like dandelion fluff on the churning seas. They were quickly separated. For 2 days, Vitus and Chirikov kept close watch on the horizon, each hoping for a glimpse of the other's mainmast, but to no avail. They were on a hard easterly course now. And then, without either knowing what the other had done, on successive days, July 15 and 16, first Chirikov and then Vitus sighted land. With no clue as to the St. Peter's whereabouts, Chirikov, aboard the St. Paul, sent out a reconnaissance team of 10 men. Taking one of the ship's two longboats, they were to explore a nearby bay, go ashore, look for natives, gather any information that would inform them of their whereabouts. But when the longboat did not return after 5 days, Chirikov, believing the craft may have been damaged, dispatched their smaller shore boat into the bay with a carpenter and a caulker aboard. It was the right thing to do, one supposes, but neither shore vessel was ever heard from again. Well, if this was Gamma Land, the Gamma Landers could have it. Chirikov hightailed it out of there and headed for home. As it turned out, Vitus, aboard the St. Peter, was spooked as well by the shadowy and mysterious coastline, by the restlessly shifting winds, and the eerie fog that rolled to and fro over these strange, uncharted waters. So he, too, set his course for home, though only Chirikov returned to tell the tale. For once upon a mariner's rhyme, there was an elusive kingdom in the Pacific called Gamma Land. But the St. Peter and the St. Paul never got there. You see, Gamma Land does not exist. It never did. And yet the haunted sea into which Vitus and Chirikov ventured now bears the name of the Dane who led them there, Vitus Jonassen Bering, B-E-R-I-N-G. Yes, I do mean to say that the quest for Gamma Land was not in vain, and that the far grander land Bering and Chirikov discovered quite by accident, you now know as Alaska. Only now you know the rest of the story.